We should respect each and every situation if we tie it to the Creator. There is no difference between the best possible state and the worst possible state. Rather, they are all equal in the eyes of the Creator. And He sends them to us truly with the same feeling of joy in order to advance us. And we should relate to all of these states, at least to ascribe an equal value to them. Relate to them equally. That states of spiritual death, despair, emptiness, helplessness, weakness, confusion, up to the point where a person has no idea where he is even. Does he exist or not? What's going on with him? Is he in a dream? Or is he awakened? Right? All of these states are states that we have to go through in order to be capable of living in both worlds, in our body in this world and in the soul in the upper world. And therefore, what we go through, don't curse any situation, rather to the contrary. When will I be able to thank the Creator? When I'm in a state where usually my will to receive is not really ready to be grateful for it. Then I am drawn and I make all kinds of efforts, and through exertion I reach gratitude. Therefore, if now we will ask ourselves, what is the state that we're in? Then most of you might say, well, like this, like that, not quite. It's kind of foggy. Right? Where is Rachamim? He's not here today? Oh, he doesn't feel good. Then we have to take him into consideration and pray for him. So, we should actually be grateful. We should love the falls. They are more useful than the ascents. More useful. Because the Torah comes out of Zion. The exits are the kli, the vessels. All right. Yesterday, we went through the purpose of society too, right? And I felt that, you know, later on you wanted to repeat it again, to go through it again, right? I'm not mistaken about it. You wanted to do it again. What did you feel when we read it? There are many things there where you kind of get stuck. You don't know, this is not clear, that's not clear, right? Or either it was emotionally or intellectually. You don't remember. Yes, what?
The purpose of society too seems to explain very clearly relevant to what's happening now in the 10.
And you can also get stuck in every word.
You can, but it's very tangible. It's what we are now going through. And even if we get stuck at something, we want to clarify it in our feeling. I remember I had a feeling that...
No, wait a minute. Okay, so you want to go through it again, actually, or who's in favor? Oh, relatively. Huh? Okay, so how are we going to do it? You will ask questions every time? You're going to have a workshop every time? We won't go through it. Okay, so read it. Because I feel that, but well, it's good that we actually get stuck. For me, it's a good sign, meaning that we truly see that these articles about the society, about building the society, are the most important and truly deep. Okay, so.
We're studying from Rabash, the Social Writings, page 11, Purpose of Society 2. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator.
And one has no strength for it.
Which is meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature,
to reach equivalence,
we need a society that will form a great force.
Something that I don't know what it is. He is now giving me a new word, society. So, for me, it's just a question mark. There's nothing other than that. I don't know what it is. This concept, I have to discover it. I'm not familiar with it from the past.
And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together.
Great, so that's one thing.
On annulling,
that's two.
The will to receive,
that's three.
Called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created.
And it is all, apparently, inside of the society, or through the society. So, actually, without the society, without this kli, without this means, it's like a screwdriver or a hammer, I don't know what it is. Without that, I will not be able to turn something inside of me so that I will be matched, adapted to the upper world. So the society is a necessary means. I don't understand what it is yet. I also don't understand what are the corrections that I have to go through. They're all as one force will be able to work together to annul the will to receive. But at least we have a goal to reach adhesion of the Creator. There is the man that wants that. If he received a spark, a point in the heart, and there is a means, which is the society.
For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously...
Which individuals?
Who unanimously agree that they must achieve it.
This means the society, and now I start to understand what is this concept of the society. It's actually individuals. Individuals means that they're all egoists, all separated from one another, and nobody wants the others. That's it. And they have to connect as one, to have one view, that they have to agree unanimously that they must achieve it. So they must have a single view to begin with. So the society begins when there are 10 people who have this understanding of what they're in right now and what they want to reach later on. This is the first condition. Next.
Then, from all of the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else.
That is, he can fight with himself on the condition that each one will be integrated, incorporated in everyone else. Then he'll be able to fight with himself. Why do I need to fight with myself? Along the way, I guess I need to do it. and then my degree of integration of the society must constantly rise.
Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve
of everyone
to achieve the goal.
Because what he has in order to reach the goal is just a very small desire. And he might let go and just leave the moment that he feels some difficulty. Rather, he has to, as quickly as possible, before weakness, despair might throw him out, he must integrate with the other desires that want to reach the goal. Then, when he's incorporated with them, when he is included in them, he will have sufficient force to reach the goal. That is, there is a reason why we come to the society. In order to reach the goal, I must have their deficiencies toward the goal. With myself, it seems to me that with my deficiency, I'll be able to reach the goal. But my deficiency, my spark, cannot reach the goal, cannot reach the Creator. It is only enough for me to actualize it in the society. It is only enough for that. It is truly like I have a gallon of gas in my gas tank, so that in 5 kilometers I'll be able to reach some gas station. I reach the gas station, and then they pour in another gallon. Why not more? I can't. And this is how I reach the goal, after 10 such stops, 10 such gas stations. I have no other possibility. That is, my spark is only enough for me to connect in the society, not in order to reach the goal. And to achieve the goal, I have to get through my spark, I have to get deficiencies from them. Why? My spark is egoistic, and therefore, through it, I cannot touch the Creator. Are you listening? It is egoistic, so I can't. It is only enough for me to annul towards the society, and my annulment towards the society is enough for me to be impressed by their deficiencies, and through their deficiencies I can reach the Creator. Niv, do you get it or not? You sure you get it? So repeat it. Give him the microphone.
My spark is enough in order to integrate with the friends' lack and raise them to the Creator.
Enough at that.
From the lacks, the deficiencies of the friends that I'll feel.
I will include them, right? How should I say?
I'll include them, yeah.
Include their deficiencies, yes, and?
And for that is why I have a spark, in order to integrate in them and raise their deficiencies.
No. So that I will include their deficiencies in me, and they will become my deficiency, truly as though it was mine, and then
I can ask for them.
With that new deficiency that I acquired from them,
instead of my spark,
I can turn to the Creator and reach Dvekut.
And what about my spark?
You used it, you kind of wasted it in relation to the society. Through your spark, you acquire the Kli.
It doesn't reach the Creator, my spark.
It's there because it caused it.
Because it's egoistic.
It's egoistic, it's broken from the Ochozel that was broken. Now, you might understand, what does it mean, a spark? What is Ochozel? On the one hand, it's Ochozel, on the other hand, it's broken. So, it cannot work properly, but it is enough in order to annul towards the friends and to get from there their impressions. We'll speak later on, we'll go deeper. Why does it work in such a way? What's special about it? These are things that are really beautiful. Yes.
So, what about the separation here between the spark and the intention for myself, my ego, my desire for myself? What's this separation between my individual spark and my ego?
The spark is an egoistic spark, but because it was once connected to others, I can connect with others, even though it's done in an egoistic manner, not lishma, and work with it. And when I'm included with them, with this spark, in order to receive, however, I ask that the light that reforms, I ask for the light that reforms, then I start getting the desires of the others, of the friends, and they become in me a sufficient deficiency in order to ask from the Creator to reach Lishma. That is, I work with the desires of the others. Now they're no longer others, they become mine more and more. But from these deficiencies that I get from them, I pray to the Creator to reach Lishma.
And what preparations do I have in my spark to connect with their sparks? What preparations?
Because the spark is also was prescribed, was registered from the previous state, which seemingly even now it leans towards bestow. I don't have the words right now. You can work in order to receive with the friends, and nevertheless, when you work with them, you awaken the light that reforms, and along with this spark, it works in such a way that it turns the deficiencies of the friends into your deficiencies in order to bestow, with a demand to be in order to bestow.
And what about the integration with the friends' deficiencies? How does it turn my direction to in order to bestow rather than egoistic?
The light that reforms. Well, it's not only you. The friends are also this way. You are this way. You have to, in order to invert the situation, the elements, you have to have the light that reforms. But if you don't have a spark, then you cannot turn to the light.
And how do I make my spark work to integrate with their deficiencies? How do I work with that mechanism?
You constantly awaken yourself towards the goal each moment, every day. Every time that you begin, you awaken your connection with the goal. So,
how do I identify that spark? How do I begin to increase sensitivity for the friend's deficiencies for the goal?
For lack of choice. For lack of choice, because I see that I do not succeed. Egoistically, I do not succeed. That's it. I have no future, I have nothing, I have no success, I have nothing. Why? And then I start to understand that out of lack of choice, I must detach from my desire and I have to include their desires. My desire is small. It is egoistic. I can't even turn it to in order to bestow, because it is one. I have to, when I absorb their deficiencies, I don't just absorb several times over, 10 times more. That's not what it's about. As we say, it's 10 times more. I'm absorbing alien desires, alien deficiencies. That's what's important. And these alien deficiencies, when I include them in me, in me they become your egoistic. Your desire is egoistic, but when I acquire it, in me, it becomes a deficiency for bestowal. What are you looking at me for?
How do I begin to feel this deficiency, which is now it's egoistic? How do I acquire the deficiency so it's in order to bestow?
Everyone has egoistic deficiencies, but when I want to integrate with them, when I, the egoist, want to include these alien deficiencies, even though I want to include them so that egoistically I'll be able to reach the Creator, but because I subjugate myself towards the friends, because I appreciate them, I see them as greater, I then truly see it. I see it. They are great. I learn from all of my students. This is what I see also. Then I acquire deficiencies, and they become in me such that over them I can start to pray.
The action of acquiring the deficiencies when I'm impressed by them emotionally?
Yes, the beginning of the inclusion, the integration, is when I am jealous. I'm very jealous. Suddenly it seems to me that Niv Navon is indeed Navon, clever in Hebrew, wise. I'm telling you seriously, that's how it is. Oh, Yakoka is truly Roi, one who sees. That's what it looks like.
So then, why do I pray for them when I have to see, in terms of prayer, I have to see that he has importance and greatness, and from that I request for him, for his deficiency?
You start by being included with the others, you start feeling that you have to pray for them. That you have to pray for them simply so that it will be good for them. Later on, you start understanding, what does it mean it will be good for them? These are my 10 sefirot. I'm Malchut. I annul myself and pray for them. Whatever they have is mine. Ah, these are my little children. These are actually parts of my body, parts of my soul. They're mine. But they're no longer egoistically mine. There is a process in it, but it's already different. Already you start to see that they belong to you.
When that impression comes, it comes like an emotional pulse, a hit then.
It's emotional, but then you start being grateful for the shattering, for the sin of the tree of knowledge, that only thanks to that sin you reach the ability to invert nature. Well, maybe you should read. This is why it's necessary.
This is why the environment, for this reason, the society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else.
So each one can fight with himself, because he's included with everyone.
Since everyone is integrated in everyone else, thus each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal.
That already is when the desire in him is replaced. If to begin with, before the integration, he wanted to reach the goal by himself, and the goal was egoistic for him, and he's an egoist, now out of the inclusion, the integration, it kind of inverts along the way. Already the goal is to bring contentment to the Creator while he is included in the group. Yes?
And to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others.
Otherwise, he won't be able to integrate.
This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults.
Otherwise, I won't be able to integrate with him.
But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them.
That should be clear, right? To integrate, to include, I have to appreciate the friends, what's in them. This is why envy is something which is so important. It's very unpleasant, it humiliates us. However, a person must reach the opposite appreciation of how useful, how beneficial it is on the way. When I see everyone, that everyone is successful, and they're all completely disregarding me. They are all feeling that I'm zero. I'm a liar. I don't understand anything. Nothing, truly. And then, in such a way, I can integrate with them. I can receive from them. What are you looking at me for? What? What is it? It's not clear.
What, the friends need to disregard me and humiliate me?
Or? It's not that they need to do it. This is how you feel yourself towards them.
But
if they will disregard you, that's another round. We'll talk about that. When on purpose, when they... As with the Hasidim of Kotsk, each one presenting himself as though he doesn't care about the others, etc. That's, you know, a twist over a twist, but we're not going to do that now. All right? Yes, Gershoni.
It's two different things, to see for the friend's merit and not his lack.
Well, that's necessary, otherwise who will I include with myself if I won't have the urge to integrate with them?
This is relatively a clear action with regards to the intention we need to do.
No, you can't do it. The friends have to do it. There are two things here. If the friends will tell me about some of them, you know, he's this way, you know, he's that way, look, pay attention, right? That's from the positive side. Then I can get closer and integrate with that friend. And to the contrary, if I feel humiliation, I feel myself being in a bad state, and I feel them, that they're strong, that's from the side of negation. But from this as well as from that, I will get the urge to integrate with them.
I'm sorry, it's unclear. How could it be that a person who feels he's being degraded and disrespected, how does it give him a push to integrate in them?
Well, I have no choice. I feel that I'm lesser than everyone else. I'm less than all of them. And I have nothing, right? I am now sitting here before you, and I feel that everyone is disregarding me. Everyone finds out that I'm stupid, that I don't know anything. How come it ended up that he actually climbs this podium and he starts teaching us? Etc. You have no idea what kinds of thoughts go through you. It's really something I'm telling you, because you will also reach it and you will see. Truly. Now, there is no truth or lie or anything. There is a reality which is being shown to you, and that's it, and you have to deal with it. And it helps a lot. It helps a lot. So the question is, what does it fall on? On your will to receive or on your will to bestow? And then you have to distinguish. What is it that you feel through your will to receive, and what do you feel through your will to bestow? And you are neutral. And you start looking how the Creator is showing you this and that, and how do you accept it here and there? Yes?
Clear. So it turns out that what we have to work on is only the greatness of the Creator, meaning the states will come. We need the greatness of the goal in order to carry it out.
The states will come without any relation to us. This whole general system requires it, and this is how we advance. So if you're asking about tomorrow, the day after, what's going to happen, I have no clue. No clue. Here, there cannot be a prophet. It's impossible. because everything depends on this vast system which is being operated all the way from the end of correction. Whatever is needed gradually is what is being operated in the system. Yes, Lami?
We're talking about seeing the friends as great, the merit of one's friend. How do you measure? It's not centimeters. So it's the corporeal nature of the friend, not that either, right?
No.
What are the measurement units? What makes me greater or smaller? Or what are the measurement units?
The depth of the attainment, the ability to tie things together. What?
How can I know about the depth of attainment of Gershon versus mine? Or
it's a feeling. I'm given that. It has nothing to do with Gershon. One time I'm being given to see him as fool. Another time I'm being given to see him as wise.
But smarter or fool, these are beastly properties. Let's say there one person is very, subordinate, and the.
I am talking about seeing it with relation to spiritual things, that he's capable of doing it. I can see how he's connecting together spiritual things. He has spiritual disturbance.
If he's not, Gershon, let's say, is not yet in spiritual. If someone is not in spiritual attainment and he can measure someone else?
I can't measure that. I'll never be able to measure that. Even when I'll have spiritual discernments, I won't be able to measure anyone, but I'll be impressed.
What? What do I need to be impressed about?
I'm being given it. It's not that now I can be impressed and pray for Gershon. That I can activate myself. It's not that I can be inspired or impressed.
Yesterday we had a very good 10 meeting. We saw that everyone has a desire for love of friends.
Why didn't you invite me? We talked about it.
We don't know if it's a.
Well, so you don't want to.
We discussed about that too.
Oh, I can understand that. You might,
well. We see in a 10 meeting.
So maybe you thought about inviting me before. Doesn't matter.
We see that everyone has a great desire and everyone understands the way is to reach love of friends. That something has to change within us, and by that we can really rise.
How come you can't be truly open? What do you care who is watching it and who is not watching it? What do you care about showing your beastliness, but also your spirituality, seemingly your spirituality? What is it that you are hiding, little children, like babies who think that there is something here that you can hide, or it's possible to hide, or worthwhile to hide? That I don't understand. You need to already be a little bit more mature. I think that I am giving you the opposite example, that there is nothing that should be hidden. Nothing. They all seemed as beasts, and we need to aspire to the degree of Adam. And anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own faults, if this is how he sees a friend. So I don't quite understand this approach, but fine for the time being. I remember my little niece. She reached the age of 12, and she was still playing with dolls. So she was always hiding the fact that she was playing with dolls, because it's not so nice already at the age of maybe 13. How is it possible that in such an age she's playing with dolls? So she was hiding it. Seemingly, this is how you're trying to hide it. I mean, that's what I'm reminded of. Well, read. to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself. Here there's a question: what does it mean to annul himself before the others? This is done by seeing the friend's merits, which merits and not their faults. Does it truly depend on the merits of the friend? No. Rather, on how I depict him. Forcefully, I depict him as truly a person who is full of merits. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends, of course, he can no longer unite with them, integrate with them, get deficiencies from them, with which he can keep on going on his spiritual path. Yes?
Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly, so as to not lose the intention, as for it is for this aim that they have gathered, and to walk humbly, which is a great thing,
which we will not explain here now.
One should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious,
actually in order to hide the seriousness.
But in truth, a fire burns in their hearts.
These are things that it's not worthwhile for us now to pay attention to. However, just note that there is such a form of behavior in Kabbalists, and so this is why he writes about it. However, yet,
to small people
like us,
during the assembly one should be wary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvekut with the Creator. And concerning dvekut, see the essay Matan Torah.
That is, if in order to reach extra adhesion we have to be serious, we will be serious. If in order to reach extra adhesion already we need to be a little bit, well, hiding ourselves, and we will be a little bit joyful or even joking, but each one through these jokes that seemingly soften us, seemingly confuse us, and distance us, through that we become even more adhered to the goal and the path, then we would use that as well at one point, not now, for the time being. Yes?
But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of...
Well, that's not so important now. So, not levity and not jokes, rather everything is with seriousness. The approach should be as true as possible from the heart. Questions? Dudi.
Dima from Moscow is asking, after integrating with the friend's lag, do I have to turn to the Creator, or it happens automatically?
What does it mean, I have to? If I do it under pressure, does it mean that I turn to the Creator? Here, there's a question. What does it mean, a prayer? A prayer is work in the heart. So I have to work with my desires until I will reach an eruption of desire. I work with my desires through thought, through action, through connection, through everything. I reach such a desire that it erupts before the thought. That's called deficiency. Is that clear? What is not? What does it mean, the deficiency? When I cry out, before I calculate this cry. But in order to reach such a cry, I need to think a lot, to make many preparations. But in the end of these preparations, in the end of the actions, in the end of the integrations with others, etc., etc., I reach a state where the heart cries out. not the brain. Yes, Dudi?
Berik from Kazakhstan is asking, what action is first, the prayer through the integration or the integration through the prayer?
The integration. The prayer cannot be without hitkalilut, incorporation, integration. If it's without integration, it means that I'm praying for my point in the heart, for my spark, the egoistic spark that never reaches the Creator. The Creator is in the center of the ten. If I'm not included with them, I'm not turning to the Creator. Yes? Just imagine yourselves this an electrical system. And I need to come from Malchut to Ketel. I have to pass through all the different connections that exist from Malchut to Ketel, right?
Yesod,
Hod, Netzach, right? Gvura, Chesed, Bina, Chochma, Ketel, and there's also that of the upper one, that of the lower ones. There are many, many subsystems there. We say Sfirot. It's not a Sfira. Every Sfira is included with the other Sfirot. These are systems. In order to reach the Ketel, I have to integrate with all of these systems. So, how is it possible that by myself I pray? If it's by myself, and I stay inside of myself. Yes?
Chedu from Nigeria is asking, is it insufficient to envision the friend as great, or I have to practically see that he's great?
We talked about that already. We talked about that. If I see the friend, depict the friend as great, he's truly small in my eyes, but I make him great in my eyes, then I'm advancing in the path of Achishena, of hastening the path of Torah. If I get the feeling of the Creator as great, not that I meant for it, rather because this is how it was disclosed to me, then I'm advancing in the path of Beito. In time, I have to push myself to integrate with the friend because to see him as great, and out of that to turn to the Creator. Yes?
Dennis from Moscow is asking, do I need to annul myself if a friend is disrespecting rules of the group, like a lesson?
Only for the sake of helping him. However, if he is in a descent, then I have no one to integrate with. You always integrate with those who are greater. I make him greater. But at least those who show themselves as great in action, but not more than that. Only in order to help. I don't accept him. Well, in general, those who disregard in action, they don't come every day, etc. We don't need to accept them as friends. Rather, well, we have to help him until he comes back. But he's not enough of a friend. It's like in the army. How can you go to battle with him? That should be clear. All right, yes?
Miguel from Argentina is asking whether the great Kabbalists had a secret of how to always stay on the path and not get thrown out by the Creator.
Well, you need to have patience. The Creator never throws you off. He rejects you, but he doesn't throw you out of the path. So just patience. I'm signing on it. You will find out that I have less patience than anyone. I have the least patience. I have no patience for anything. However, we make an obligation that other than live, that's it. There is no other way. Well, give it to Moti.
With your permission, Rav, I want to relate to the point that you mentioned that we're hiding stuff from each other. I remember we had a workshop and you said open the hearts and just then you kind of got baffled, scared about it, and you said, okay, you're not ready yet. Now, we learned that we're one soul, collective body. Why do we hide everything from each other? And
no, it's not that you need to hide anything, but you'll start, you know, throwing on the table the trash that each one of you has. What will come out of it?
No, that's not what I mean. It's like everyone's holding the cards close to their chests, and we want to discover deficiencies. At the moment, we only find it through questions, sometime in a workshop, but externally, it could be very effective to be envy at each other, and we're closed behind walls. And
nevertheless, Moti, I recommend, I mean, I understand what you're saying, it's all clear, but I recommend to integrate in the Creator. That is, in that you try to awaken in each and every one the greatness of the Creator.
Through the Creator, we'll be able to permeate each other?
Yes, to open your hearts. Otherwise, it's just a will to receive, and it's not worthwhile to integrate in that. It doesn't add anything. To the contrary. I don't have the words right now, but you should want to work in integration, but integration has to be in the Creator, not on your level. Never. What do we have to integrate with? Only in that we live. Put aside all of our desires and goals that are corporeal, and we switch, transition to the upper deficiency.
Yesterday, before Shabbat, friends called and conference call, and many messages were sent too, and I promised that I'll raise their fear and anxiety about what happened in the Zohar lesson. There was this great concern that you said that we're blocking you to a certain extent if we don't create more deficiency. Should we get into that?
No, but it should be clear that we could have been a lot more advancing, a lot more, but it's not happening for the time being. We don't feel that we can work together. And well, what can you do? Well, let's move on regarding love of friends.
Aleph, atzorech le'ahavat chaverim. Bet, ma'u asiba.
Love of friends, page 14 in the same book, Rabash Social Writings, page 14. Love of friends. Oh, sorry. Regarding the love of friends. One, the need for love of friends. Two, what is the need for love of friends? Should I love free? Should I love the friends, or should the friends love me? Should all, each and every one of the friends disclose the love that he has in his heart for the society? Or is it enough that he has love in his heart and he works about on love of friends in concealment, and for that reason he shouldn't show the secrets of his heart? It is known that concealment, modesty, is something great. Or should we say the opposite, that he has to disclose the love that he has in his heart to the friends, because by that revelation he causes to awaken the love of he's awakened the love of the heart of his friend towards the friends, so that the friends will also feel that each and every one is engaging in love of friends. And the gain from it is that in this manner one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. Sorry, we are on page 13, on the top. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, and he is now integrated with 10 forces of the need who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. However, each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably. Each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of others. Thus, this work specifically should be public and not concealed.
What is the work, Niv?
Showing the love of friends openly, externally.
Right, so it's not disregard, it's like in Kotsk or something, but just showing love of friends openly. How do you show it? Reveal it? I didn't see that you love the friends. You love them?
Yes.
You do. Okay, who do you love so much? How does that love show itself? It has to be shown on the outside. Did you give them chocolate? Did you made them coffee? Or even more, sent them some postcards or something? With a pigeon or something. What's love? How did you show love?
I care for them.
You care.
I care for them.
How?
For their spirituality.
For their spirituality. How does he care for your spirituality? He will bring you a sandwich?
No, he cares, first of all, that we will actualize the advice of Rav and Kabbalistia. He worries about it. In practice, he shows how much he's bothered by it, how important it is for him that there will be connection in the group.
So he's showing you how concerned he is about carrying out what's written about the group. And by showing you how much he's in concern, by that you see his love towards you. Very good. More. Koka, you understand? Something is... What? Go ahead, say. Come on. Ah, he's got nothing to say.
No, because I don't understand. According to what you say, in this example of love of friends, it's as though you have to express it only in actions that you do for the friends.
How does your love to your child show? Is shown. It shows in how you care for him that he'll grow up well. Same with him. Niv does the same towards the ten. With whatever he can help them for their healthy growth, he will. Question. Love can be from the little ones towards the greater ones and the other way around. How do you then show your love this from this side and the other side? Let's say you see them as smaller ones, little ones. Then you show them a positive example of behavior. Examples, right? Show examples. And if they're great towards you, then how you express yourself to them?
אני צריך להראות להם שאני מאוד מרגיש זכות.
I need to show them that I really feel a privilege that I have to be in their association.
All right, good, yeah.
And that I really appreciate them and really see the efforts they're making, that it gives me strength for them to also receive forces from it.
Appreciation. Mostly it's appreciation.
Yeah, appreciation.
Good. And you have to show that. All right. That's good. There's a lot of detail here, but... So that work precisely has to be open public and not concealed. Right? So, all the time, towards the group, I have to show inspiration from them and the Creator, from the path, from the means, from all of it. Because love towards them necessitates me. Or even if I have to show it to them, even if I don't feel any love right now. But these actions bring me back.
There's a question here, because not once what enters here is... I see it on a friend that he's projecting some greatness, impression, he's investing. So criticism can come in that, oh, he's so smart, he's so obedient, he's such a friendly guy, he has a big heart just naturally, he likes to give gifts, he's always giving gifts, it comes to him easily. And then I kind of cut off my fuel of the impression because I'm canceling his exertion. I'm saying, oh, Rami is so generous, he has no problem to take everyone out for a barbecue. It does good for him. So it's like I'm saying...
It annuls it.
Yeah, I'm canceling his exertion and then I'm taking away right. My fuel. So how should we not do that?
How not to do it? Imagine that you're doing it, how much strength it would take, it would cost you. How else can you measure it? But in truth, you're measured not according to that, but according to the extent your will to receive that's in a person, that it enables him to do actions which are actions of bestowal. Because it doesn't matter what he does. If it's big or small, it's according to his character, according to his ability. What matters is that each and every one of us is an egoist and doesn't want anything towards the others, but still that person awakens and does it. And it's not talking about the greatness of the action, but the preparation of how great his preparation is. Read onwards.
We're continuing in, but one must always remind oneself of the purpose of the society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal.
And then, if it blurs the goal, then we can be complete righteous in all the actions, except for those that are related to the goal.
Since the body always cares for its own benefit, we must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, and that this would be the springboard for the love of God.
There are two stages. First is love of the society, and it can't be without the love of others, you can't reach love of the Creator. That's the kli, and love of the Creator is the light that's revealed in love of others.
This is achieved specifically by saying that one needs a society to be able to give to one's friend without any reward. In other words, he does not need a society so the society would give him assistance and gifts, which would make the body's vessel of reception content. Such a society is built on self-love and prompts only the development of his vessel of reception. As now he sees an opportunity to gain more possessions by his friend assisting him to obtain corporeal possessions. Instead, we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others, meaning that each member would receive from the society the love of others and the hatred of himself. And by seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. Otherwise, one remains with but a single force of love of others, since...
And not even for love of others, but for self-love. Yes.
Since he does not see that the friends are practicing it. Since the friends are practicing love of others in concealment. Moreover, the friends make him lose his strength of desire to walk the path of loving others. In that state, he learns from their actions and falls into the dominion of self-love.
If he disregards the group that way, then even the small strength that he had, the preparation for love of others, even that disappears.
For, should everyone know his friend's needs specifically for each friend, so he would know how he can satisfy them, or is it enough to practice love of friends in general?
Well, of course, it's enough to practice it in general. You start, and then it becomes revealed onwards. Okay, there are many questions here. Yes, a coca or not? What do you want? Go on, but what's the most urgent one?
I didn't understand what you mean. What stands out the most?
Are there serious problems? Then go on.
Yes. What should you do where from so much criticism you can't maintain it?
Your
criticism of the friends.
That you feel that you're criticizing them.
Yes.
So?
All the time. You can't because of that criticism, because it just grows all the time.
So what do you want to do? How do you want to give criticism? You don't want to kill them yet.
I want that too.
But not to burn them yet.
To kill is enough.
Right, we have even a greater example that you tie them to a tree and you bring more and more wood and fuel and you start burning them. Then you put them on the roast, you know, on that stick, and then you take a fork and check if they're cooked or not. Right, Niv? Not yet. Okay, wait. Everything is ahead of you. And?
No, so what to do with it?
Senka, is that called a dramatic point or not yet?
No.
Very dramatic, he said. I guarantee you will feel this way. You will have all these different kinds of scenes. No. That will...
So what to do with it? Because on one hand, it's clear that you're dependent on them 100%. On the other hand, I can't stand them.
That's fine. You're given it from one state to the next to leap there. So what's the problem? Why aren't you happy that it's revealed this way? Why isn't there a general atmosphere in the group that together with that you feel... That you feel this, that you truly hate them. Other than having this feeling, you don't have the knowledge that it's all part of the path. Yes.
That knowledge does exist, but...
Well, this is lack of arvut. They're your friends. They're outside of the walls of the prison, and as soon as they discover you're there, they immediately throw you a rope to rescue you, or from a river, as he says.
The problem is expressed by this criticism being disclosed, and this criticism towards the friend, instead of going to connect and get closer to a friend, instead of that, you remain in the criticism.
You have to talk about the connection between you throughout the day, and you need to be prepared to save everyone. To talk about it, not to think about it, to talk. That you have strength, that you are getting organized in such a way that the moment someone falls, they feel this rope that the group throws them automatically. That is how you're built. That's a mechanism. It's like this machine. As soon as someone falls off the boat, then he gets a rope thrown to him immediately and he gets caught. You need to discuss this. That's it for the meantime. Writings of Bala Sulam. Go and ask.
If a person feels not that the rope wasn't sent to him, he wasn't thrown a rope.
There's no such thing. It means you just didn't talk enough. That's what it means, that you didn't talk enough. Seriously, you need to talk. We are a group. As soon as someone is in a severe state, we immediately throw them a rope. We need to convince everyone that is what you're prepared to do. Do it, and then in a few days you'll get another exercise. But for now, talk about this.